Trying tomorrow is going to be, we'll have to send makoros, we'll do some inyanim of Pesach for the few days that we have left. Okay, whatever we do, you can do on your own inyanim also. Doesn't mean you have to do what I give you, but whatever we'll do, we'll have to figure out what we'll learn. We'll see. Okay, so this sugya that we're finishing today, the Gemara has this situation of a person wants to be chozer from the mekach of the sada. And at what point can he be chozer, and on what basis can he be chozer, and is there a difference between achrayis and shelo b'achrayis? So far we've seen two mahalchim in this Gemara, that of Rashi and that of Tosfos. The Gemara states that there is asikin. Asikin are people who are challenging the validity of the sale because they claim, as Rashi says, that it belonged to them. So therefore they tell Shimon, it's not yours, it was never Reuven's. And the statement of Abaye was, Ad shelo hechzik ba. Before a chazaka was done by the lokeach, by Shimon, he can be chozer. And misha hechzik ba en yachal hechzik bo. Then it's too late, because the taina back to him is, you know that there's a risk, it's shelo b'achrayis. What about b'achrayis? That's the question. The first lashon says b'achrayis, he could be chozer. And the other opinion is, the second lashon is, yikad amri, even b'achrayis, it's the same thing. He cannot be chozer. What is this chazaka that's stated? It's a chazaka called Daisha Mitzvi. Shitas Rashi is that Daisha Mitzvi is the classic chazaka of no gadol paretz, which is a tikkun in the karka. So when you walk around the edges of the field, literally Daisha Mitzvi, stepping on the borders, that is a form of tikkun in the karka. Rashi says it in the various places. We saw the Rashi sugi here, more so in the other places, in Ksuvis and in Bamitzia. This is a form of Nagado Paretz. This is a King Chazak. So basically what's being stated is that until you're Kona the Karka, you can be Chose, which is obvious. Tosis points out, it sounds like not a Chiddush at all. It's obvious he didn't pay money. Rashi says that also. But Mitzia, he didn't pay money yet. So the only thing that would be Kona for you is the Kinyan Chazaka. And so as long as you didn't make the Kinyan, you can be Chose. That sounds Pashut. Then it says, Mishehechzikba, once you have the kinyan, once you kona with the Daisha Mitzvi, en yachal achzavo, why would you want to be chozer based on mekach tos? After all, I didn't know that this land would have people saying that it's there, staking a claim to it. That alone is a mum of sorts, the fact that there are orin, there are sikin. And the answer is no, it's not a mekach tos, because you understand that there's risk involved when you buy b'shelo b'achrayis. It comes with the purchase, and you understand very well that that's part of what you're acknowledging as that risk. Therefore, it's not a basis to be chozer, it's not called a mum, not called a reis. The question of achrayis, whether it's different or not, that's a new svara that comes into the sugya. In terms of the case of achrayis, as we noted, the issue of mekach tos is not at stake here. It's not about that. Apparently, because since you're going to get covered anyway, so that's no longer a taina. You don't need the rebuttal of chaisa de kitri sabbas v'kablis. Even without that, there's no grounds for mekach tos. Elamai, what's the reason you want to be chozer? Because you figure, look, it's going to happen in a few. It's soon enough that they're going to take the land away. They're claiming it's their land, and I have a claim of achrayis. So why do I have to pay you? I haven't paid yet, and then have to come back afterwards and be matriach the dayanim to get back the money. It's easier if I simply hold on to the money, sofa l'achzav olav, and that's his time. I want to ma'akev the payment because I have a claim of achrayis subsequent. And that's the shayla. And the response would be that, no, the other lashon ikad amri says, no, meanwhile, I trust that everything is going to work out in my favor, and they're not going to be zocha bedin, and many people are not zocha bedin, I'm not afraid of them, and therefore, meanwhile, pay, and should it be that it will be taken away, which I don't think will happen, I'll pay you at that point. That's the sugya according to Rashi. Tosfos has many kashas on Rashi, among them, as we alluded to before, what do you have to tell me? It's obvious that you can be chozer before. Why mention what the chazaka is? We know what chazaka is. Daisha mitzvah is not mashma, it's actually not gadol paratz. You have to know exactly what Rashi would do with these kashas. I found the Nachas David in Bamitzia has some suggestions. You can look there and see what he does with this possible answers with Das Rashi. But that's the sugya for Rashi. Tosfos has a different approach. Tosfos holds La'olam, there was a kinyan. Mishehechzik ba here is not the kinyan that's kona the karka for you. You paid, not you paid, Kesef Tosfos doesn't mention. Tosfos says Chalipin Shtar Chazaka. We had some svaras where Tosfos didn't say Kesef, but meanwhile there was a Kinyan that allowed the karka to transfer to you. But implicit in a sale like this is that the person reserves the right to still be chozer up to a certain point. That point is Mishahechzikba, this new stage called Daish HaMitzvi. This is not the formal Kinyan. The Kinyan was done already. But you want still to reserve the right to back out because you want to feel that much more secure. You get a certain Yishav Hadas that comes with your walk around, which is what people used to do. Tosfos used the Lashon Yishav Hadas, I think, in Bar Metzia. You know there could be Orin. You want to have that comfort, security of having Daish HaMitzvi, and therefore until that point you could be Chozer. That's the Achal HaChzikba, Yachal HaChzibo, Misha HaChzikba, once you did the walk around. Then there's no grounds for Chazar. That's the sugya according to Tosfos. What about the next part of the Gemara, the Achrayis versus Lo Achrayis? Tosfos doesn't tell us here how he learned that part of the sugya. So we noted that's the difference between Tosfos and Ksuvis and Tosfos and Bamitsia. Right? Tosfos and Bamitsia learns Al Derech Rashi. That the reason why the Achrayis could be different is because of Lazar Alav. Because if they take it away, I'm going to have to get the money back from you, so why have to wait to that point? I'll hold the money meanwhile. That's the sugya. The last part of the Gemara reads like Rashi. Tosfos and Ksuvis says that the point of Achrayis, why it's different, is because since you're the Achrayis, so you see you want a certain higher level of security, and therefore that's the reason why the Achrayis, perhaps you can even be Chozer even after Daish HaMitzvi, because you have a certain level of security that you want to have beyond just the normal level. In other words, Achrayis shows that you're insecure, you want to have that much more of a feeling of security and confidence, therefore we give you even more time. How much more time? That's not stated. So that's where we get to the Tosfos over here. Tosfos says, what about the issue of the money? Did you pay, did you not pay? Rashi says, Mefurish, you didn't pay it. Tosfos says, same thing. It has to be that you didn't pay it. And the issue of Yachal Achzer and Yachal Achzer is, if you can't be Chozer, you have to pay. Not about getting your money back, it's about not having to pay to begin with. How does Tosfos know it? So if we were to learn like Tosfos Bamitsia, which is like Rashi here, then it's obvious. Because the whole reason why Achrayis can be different is because you want to hold the money and not have to pay it and get it back. So obviously the case is you haven't paid yet. So that would be the obvious reason why you know that the case is what you didn't pay. But Tosfos didn't say it that way. Tosfos said it because if you paid already, so then like where would be the cutoff? In the case of Achrayis, then you get more time, even Daish HaMitzvi. So how much time would you have? What did Tosfos mean? It's obviously talking that you didn't pay money. Otherwise, what's the whole svara of Achrayis being different? Apparently, we were medayik. Tosfos here holds like what? Holds like Tosfos and Ksuvis. That the difference of Achrayis has to do with an extra level of security that comes the Achrayis, and therefore Tosfos is saying, I understand you want more time. So until when? So if you pay the money, we don't know where the cutoff would be. At Heichan, right? How far would you go? But the answer is you didn't pay yet. So what you want is even more time until you pay. Until you pay. I wanted to suggest that paying is a function not of the full payment, it could be a function of even the first installment. Because the first installment, if we assume that the kesef is kona as kesef kinyan, kesef shivoy, not kesef kinyan, it's not that you owe the full amount on top of the token kesef that you gave. But the first pruta is part of the sale money, part of the price. So therefore, Tosfos Dafka left out that the kinyan that took place was kesef. Because Tosfos has to understand the sugya as it flows later, that the Achrayis, you have more time after you walked around it, and the more time means when you paid. And when you paid, I would suggest, means not when you paid in full, when you paid even the first installment. Had you paid already beforehand, then again, you wouldn't have any time after Daish HaMitzvi, because you already have the first installment. So I think that was maybe we suggested a chiddush, why Tosfos left out kesef beforehand. But this is what's mashma from our Tosfos. So again, that the Achrayis issue is not the way Rashi learns it, Tosfos Bamitsia learns it, but it's another level, another step, and the step would be until you pay the money. Okay? We tried to chaza a lot of different shurim in just a few minutes, but just to get our bearings. And the last part of the Tosfos, which is its own inyan, in the last shir, Tosfos asks the question, Nu, so if he owes money, if he has to pay the money for the land, because Mishahetzba Yachal Achzebo, he's already done the Daisha Mitzvi, so he can't be Choser, but de facto he could be Choser, because if you owe the money, so he can also pay the Karka in lieu of the money. Which is a whole discussion, Tosis later, the Gra here, you have to get to that. Can you really do that? You have money. Can you decide to pay with Karka instead of money? Tosis seems to say yes. So manafshach, what's the big deal? So like you can give him the karka back. So it's all the same. I mean, so I'm basically chozer because I'm giving you back what I owe you for the land by giving you the land. Tosus gives two answers. One is that the land went down in price now, so therefore there would be a difference. It wouldn't help because you still have to give the difference. So you wouldn't gain. You wouldn't be able to just pay the land back. Or it's natural that way because the Orin create the sense that the land is not worth right now as much, so it's going to be the same thing, so you're not going to be able to gain anything by giving the land back. You're going to have to give the difference anyway. And therefore, there's nafkamina by saying here that you cannot be chozer. Okay, that's the tosis. The discussion we had on Thursday with the ksos, right? The ksos was medayik from this tosis against the Shach paskins, that when it comes to Achrayis, the only responsibility is to pay the Shavius at the time of the collection, that they seized the land, not to reimburse you what you laid out. So he said if that were true, then we don't understand Tosas Teretz. What does Tosas say? Here, Kigon Shehuzlu. So what did Tosas mean to say? Kigon Shehuzlu. So now, what would be? You'd have to give back the land, but you'd have to give back the difference anyway. Right? And what's the success? And what is the case of Achrayis? So you can hold the money. Ksos is learning. Tosis is that learned the Gemara like Rashi. That was our own Ksos. But Ksos learns the Achrayis. What's the idea? Holding the money because of what you're going to get back. No? And what are you going to get back? According to the Shach, what are you going to get back? Only the price of now. So when much nafkamina? So then it must be that Tosis would hold not like the Shach. Tosis would hold that you get back the full amount of money. So by holding the money, you'd be able to hold everything. And the case over here of the Arab is when Shlobach rice, you give back the land, you have to give back the difference. What was our tain on the Ksos? Ksos is using the Mahalach of Rashi, but our Tosis we thought is going out Derech Tosis and Ksuvis, therefore it's not a Kash. The other aura, didn't elaborate on, the other aura they have in the Ksos is that the Ksos is comparing the Chiyav Achrayis for theft, for a Sadek Zula, with the Din Achrayis if it were a Baal Chov. Maybe they're not the same. Maybe the whole Shach is only talking about if you're getting reimbursed for a Baal Chov who collect the money. That's where the Shach would hold that they only take according to the price of now. But maybe by a case of Sadek Zula, maybe everyone would agree you take from before. That's another discussion. Rafa, you're here, you were in Ner Yisrael, so I was going to speak this out, but Ezra's anger when the old Talmidim gave me a sefer by Rav Kalevsky. They put out his chedushim. Are you using it? No, you look at it?
They quote
it. They quote it a lot. Okay, so occasionally I look at the sefer. So he has a piece on the sugya. So I mention it, Your Honor. So he mentions an interesting chap. He says, in defense of the Ksos, he wanted to say the following. The Shach holds that in the case of Achrayis, you get back the price at the time that it was collected, not the price that you paid. But this Tosis is mashma otherwise, right? So what is the Shach going to... If you hold the Ksosis, it's a good kasha from Tosis here, so what's the... what could be the answer for the Shach? So he wanted to say that there is a machokas abaye v'rava in Tzachim daf lamed amud beis. He mentioned it once derech agav, where the bachov, the mafreya who go there, Mikanul Haba who go there. Abaye v'rava. Abaye holds that when a Baal Chov collects from land that was sold by the one who owed him the money, so it can consider like it was his from the very beginning. Mark talks about the nafkaminas, if you say from Afeya versus the Mikanul Haba who go there. Rabbi says, no, it's only from here on in that the sale is broken and the Baal Chov can collect. So he wanted to say that the whole chiddush of, if I'm not mistaken, is how he learns it, the whole chiddush of the shach, the halacha, that the reimbursement of achrayis would only be according to the price at the time that it was seized, that would only make sense according to Rava, that mikanu lahaba hu gover. But if you would hold that l'mafreya hu gover, so it goes, it's as if it was his from the very beginning, so that according to Shitas Abaye, then any time you have achrayis that's being reimbursed to a lokeach, it's clear that Abaye is going to have to hold that the money he gets back is the money he paid when he bought the land, because ipshat is, it never could be sold to begin with. It was mikanu l'mafreya hu gover. So the shach would agree according to Shitas Abaye that achrayis always means to give back the money you paid at the outset. No, if that's true, then the ksos, we can answer the shach simply, because who's the Baal HaMemra over here? This whole din is a din of Abaye. If Abaye, he's the one who holds the mafreya hu gover, and then for him, the issue is not an issue, it's a mud issue. Achrayis, here it's an achrayis of gezula, but mistami means that that's the din. Achrayis always means you pay what was paid. You reimburse, he shouldn't have any loss from whatever he paid initially. So according to Abaye in Chanami, the cheshbon is correct. But the shach is saying, if you hold like Rava, that we have a different discussion. Then achrayis might mean to pay what was the price of the land at the time it was seized. That's his cheshbon to answer, again, the fee that the ksos had arrived from Tosus against the shach. Abaye l'shita, so it works out. Okay.
Is there a suggestion the shach went like Abaye?
No. So it comes out, no, the shach is paskening like Rava. Mr. Tevis, you have to take another look. What is the din? What is this case? Who do we hold like? This Yalkigam. Yalkigam, the halacha is like? Yeah, so what is this? This is not one of the Yalkigams. So the Stamalach is like Rava, right? So halacha is. His kind of habo gova. So the shach is going halach. So the shach's chidush, the shach paskins, that achrayis means to reimburse, not that you shouldn't have had any loss from what you paid, but that whatever was taken at the time was taken, that's what I cover. That's because we hold like Rava. Right. But according to Abaye, and he happens to be the one who is speaking here, so then it would be clear that achrayis means to reimburse whatever was originally paid. And therefore, you can't ask a kasha from Tosus on our Gemara, which is within Abaye, and therefore, that would be another answer to answer the Ksosus Raya against the Shach. You could answer like that. That's, I think, his cheshbon. All right, what I want to do for the rest of the time is to discuss maybe the Rif and the Rambam. Actually, maybe before that, just to take a peek at the Rush, because it relates to something we had in the beginning of the Sugya. It's a long Rush, I don't do the whole thing, but just to get a gist of what the Rush is doing in terms of the interesting implications of the Sugya. But the Iker, I want to do the Rambam, and maybe look at some other drachim in the sugya. The Rush, the case is much more nuanced, or could be much more nuanced than what Gemara seems to say. We had a kasha at the beginning of the sugya, and I think this Rush, although he doesn't directly address this kasha, but indirectly it works well with what we brought, from, I think, from the Chazon Ish. The kasha of Shimon Shkab that he doesn't answer in the sugya. Remember, we had a kasha, a simple kasha, when we first read the Gemara. There are a sikin here. There are people who claim that the land is theirs. What are we telling this guy? Mishehech sikba. Once you did your chazaka, according to Rashi, it means you did your kinyan, chazaka, nagado parats, according to Tosis. And the other showed him, you walked around the field, Aisha Mitzvi, is its own idea. You're ready, you did a Kenyan. Ein yachal achzibo, you're stuck. You have to pay. I don't understand. What does it mean I made a Kenyan? Let's go into Tosis. I made a Kenyan on a field that's legitimately yours that you're right to sell me. If the land isn't yours, so what did you sell me? Something that you can't sell me. So this Kenyan doesn't mean anything. It's meaningless. So you'll tell me if I paid. So that's part of the terms. That's the sheet of one of Amorai, Rav Zvid, and Baba Basra, that I still can't get my money. Shelo b'achrayis means even if it turns out that the whole sale was a farce, b'lamaisa, that's part of what I understand when I pay money for land. Even if I bought something that really you could not have sold me, I can't get reimbursed. Shelo b'achrayis. The money will be de facto matana. Fine. That's if I paid already. But if I didn't pay, what's mechayev me to pay you money for a sale that's a non-sale? That was our kasha. And Rav Shimshkov's kasha. Basically, and I added the words hamotza mechbel of aray. In other words, Rav Shimshkov doesn't use that expression, but basically, misafik, what's mechayev me? Ein yachol achzeb means I have to pay you. I have to pay you for what? For something that might not be yours? That was a question we asked, simple pashup shah question. So the time we answered, I believe the Chazon Ish is saying this, that when is the pshat, how much of a raya, I don't have to pay you. If there's a real suffix, a lay that's a suffix, that maybe I don't owe you, so I can hold on to the money with the taina that I don't owe you. Here, what is going on? There are people making a claim that the land is theirs. Okay, let things be determined, we'll see. But do we have a real, honest, to goodness suffix right now? Are we sure that there's a suffix? You know, it's not even on the level of a suffix to the extent that we presume Reuben had right to sell the field to Shimon. So Shimon owes the money. As far as we're concerned, Shimon owes the money. It's a legitimate sale. What will be, will be. Now, even though Mitzad Sheni, you see that there's a time of Sofer Achzav Alav, that to the extent that Rashi explains that, and Tosis could agree with Rashi, Tosis Babi Tzio wins Pshat in Agamar like Rashi in this regard, that I'm holding on to the money rather than paying it to you because I could get it back afterwards, so why bother now? So to that extent, I have a taina. Okay, granted, that much yes. But that doesn't mean that in a case of Shelo Bachrayis, I have enough grounds to say I'm not paying you because it's a suffix. You have to know exactly what, why I'm differentiating that way. Mitzad Echad, the Sofer Achzav Alav is a good valid taina, according to the first lesson of the Gemara of Abaye. I'm not paying you now because it could be that it's pending achrayis, so they might win the Din Torah, and we acknowledge that possibility that they could win the Din Torah. In that regard, yes. That's by achrayis. But shelo by achrayis, I would say, you're mechuyev to pay the money because I don't see a suffix here. Perhaps that's a little bit of a fine distinction, but that's what you're going to have to say. So this we were just saying is on our own, but I think from the Rush, I think we get a better feeling of why this is true. Because the Rush brings in all kinds of scenarios here on what these Asikin have going for them when they make this claim that it's that the land is theirs. So the Rush brings, for example, you have to know when it's clear that he has to pay, when he doesn't have to pay. The Rush in Simon Hay, he tells you in Baba Tzivah, I'm Mayrach over here, and Baba Kama, where he is, he's Mayrach, he says, Afil Bachrayis Nami, the second Russian holds that even if it's Bachrayis still, he has to pay, and the person can taina when they take it away, I'll pay you then. Lefi, Shekoam Ma'orin Ein Zakoin Bedin. The way they explain it on the bottom in the Puch Harifta, it's as if it would say, Lefi She HaMa'orim Ein Kuan Zochin Bedin. It's Alderach Rashi says in the other place. In other words, not everybody who has a claim is going to win, and therefore that's his time. I'm not sure that they're going to win. So therefore, pay me now. Says the Rash, V'nira Demairi Shalon Isbar HaIra Dayin. It hasn't gotten to the point that the Ira has actually been clarified as a real, genuine Ira. El Abo Adam, the Ira. No, but Amar said this to Gaz, because Gaz Reuven me many. Stam, he makes an accusation, an allegation. Reuven stole the field from me. Vani wrote so love you, Aiden. No evidence has been brought to the Beis Din yet. It's Stam an accusation. At this point, it's pure allegations. Reuven stole the field from me, and I intend to bring Aiden, or Yeshli Chova Reuven, he concludes that also. Vani wrote so love you, Ashtar. So therefore, I'm entitled to this karka. No, what is it? Pure words, says the Rashi. Mishum Dvarim Bi'alma, well, Yivatu Shimon, Kochu Shel Reuven. So Shimon wants to hide behind that Iror and say, I'm backing out. So we say, Mishahachzikba, he can't do that. What is it? So I think that's mamish what we're saying. In other words, it's just that. That's not Miko Leda Sasafik. I'm using the Rashi to sort of answer Shimishkat's question. But says the Rush, suppose the case would be different. Suppose Imro based in Amaska B'divri Hamaara. Amaska means there's some pretext, there's something there to what there, there's some reason to think that there's a basis to the claim. Kigon, Shehevi Shtar Shein Mekuyim. So the Ma'arav brings a shtar that says that it's his land and Reuven stole it and declared that Reuven therefore had no bialus on this land. But Omer Shirot Zul Kaimo, the only thing is the shtar is not Mekoyim. He has to Mekoyim the shtar. So it could be a forgery, but it could be not a forgery. Now already, you know, there's grounds to think that the Ma'arav has a point. Or he says, I'm telling you, I have the Edom, it'll take him a few days to get here, but I'm giving you a window of time. It's not indefinite. I have Edom. When? I don't know. 30 days, they're going to be here. Then, Beis Din will tell Shimon, you don't have to pay it. You don't have to pay it. Let's see what happens with this claim. Otherwise, it sounds a little bit unfair. We're making Shimon pay when it could very well be that, you know, and then Shalom Bachrais, granted Shalom Bachrais. But the point is, why should he have to pay for something that he didn't, that Reuven couldn't sell him? So if there's any reason to think that we can clarify that the Eero could end up being valid, we have a right to tell Shimon not so fast. And this Gemara would not mean, you know, En Yachal Lachzor, you have to pay. That's the chiddush that you see in the Rush. They see in Amask B'Dibri Amara, for example, he has Shlashin Mekuyim, or he says, I'm bringing Edom within 30 days. Lo Yotzi Shimon Hamos Mitachas Yoda, O Yamtin, Achi Yavor Zman Shloshim Yom. Now, the only ha'ara I have is the words of the Rush of Dafuchi Matarta Lamali. That's the expression. What does it mean, Dafuchi Matarta Lamali? Why go through the motions, go back and forth? I would have said sharper. I would say, because if the case was like this, then what would I say? That's a real suffix. It's a real suffix. I'm a Savarai. Why does the Rush use more power of language? Why should we have to go through, you know, he has to pay and then we have to get it back? I would tie it stronger, I would say. A case like that, maybe the case of Shloshim Yom Eidim, I wouldn't say that. Okay, but the first case, Shtashin Mekuyim, I would say that really is a later Sasafik. In the case of maybe Eidim 30 days, I could hear that you have to come on to, it's still not as late as a suffix. But there, it could very well be in 30 days we'll know that you don't have to pay the money, so why do you have to pay the money now, and in 4 weeks I have to go get it back? That I hear there's far off, but the case of Shtar She'in Mekuyim, maybe there I could tie this stronger, like of Shem Shkab tie this. That's not just Hafuch Matat Olam, it's Hamotzim Avarayah. Wait a second, Misafik, you want to make me pay? Why? Why does he use only the more powerful lashon of Fuchmat HaDolamri? I don't know. No? Avo Ma'ar Yachik Zman Avos HaEdem, it's a long time, or Yisrael Reuven Mekarki. And he goes on with all kinds of cases back and forth, Reuven Shimon, and to the extent that there's a legitimate claim that this person is not going to be able to collect because of the land is not going to be available, reason can sort of step in and recognize all these nuances. You see all the cheshbonos that he makes on behalf of Reuven, on behalf of Shimon, the tshuva he brings from the Gaonim, which means that you read this Gemara, there's a lot more that has to be thought about in terms of the nuances of the case. That's what you get in the Rush. But Iker, that I want you to recognize, the ha'ar that we had is somewhat resolved with what the Rush is doing here. We had a simple ha'ar of Shemeshkab's question. Misafik, what do I have to pay? In Yachal Lachzor, I have to pay you? It could be it's not your character. In Chinami, according to the Rush, you see it's like stam an ear. It doesn't mean anything. That's why I have to pay. Yeah.
Maybe just to answer whatever you were saying before with looking at Narta. Maybe that's why Dr. Rush uses such a lashon, because if it were a suffix, then he would actually make you go through the motions. But it's not even a suffix.
Yeah, but I'm arguing that in a case where he says I'm going to bring in 30 days aid, then I can hear that's not really a suffix yet. But it's enough for Basin to say wait to pay for a month. But the case where he has a shtar, the first case of Rashi, shtar she'en mekuyim, that says that it's his field and not Reuven's field. All you have to do is mekayim it. Wouldn't that be enough for Shimon to say misafik, I'm not paying you? It could be that you see there's a real tzad here that it's not Reuven's field. What do you have to use the svar b'mat fuchmat tatalamale? I could say stronger. I could say to misafik, I shouldn't have to pay. If until now, I was saying, who knows? Like, presumably, it's Reuven's field. Ah, there's an error. But once you're talking that the Ara has something, you know, that seems to show, unless you say Shtashin Mekuyim doesn't even rise to the level of a suffix in that regard. It's only a cheshbon hafuchmat tatalamale. That's what bothered me. That, in the first case. The second case of the Rush, I grant you. Okay, that's the Rush. Now, as far as the Etzem Pshat and the Gemara. So, we have the Rashi, we have the Tosfos. Now, let's look at the Rif. The Rif doesn't really explain so much, except that it's clear it's a different Pshat. The Rif quotes from Abaye, Ruben Shemach Sadeh Asim Shulbach Reis, the same words about Gemara, Yatzul Asikin, Machu Helsik, while Yachalach Zabo, Mishach Ben Yachalach Zabo, Aitaima, Chaisa Dikatri Service for Kabris. Again, we have to keep in mind the question of, was there a kinyan? What are the issues, the variables that we have to define for ourselves? That's not clear from the words of the Gemara. Was there a kinyan? Or is the first kinyan this Daisha Mitzvi? What else do we have to clarify? No, Rosa, you're already learning this for a few days. What else do we have to clarify? Did he pay yet or not? Right? So both Rashi and Tosfos thus far have said that he has not paid. The money, so any Yachal Achzav means that he has to pay. Right? And what does the Daisha Mitzvi mean? And what's the significance of it? So then, and then Achrayis versus Shul Bachrayis, what's that about? So the Rif quotes the Gemara, Shul Bachrayis and Yochel Achzav, Mishach Zav and Yochel Achzav, because you bought a bag that's tied, you don't know what's in it, that's part of the deal. The Emes Ay Machzik B'Mechidai Shem Mitzvi, Yikadam Yafil Bachrayis Nami, Da'am Lech V'Tir V'Shayim Lech, says the Rif. Yesh Apirshu. So he brings a pshat, which we have not yet seen, in Daish HaMitzvi. Again, Shitas Rashi, Daisha Mitzvi, is classic No Gadol Paratz, classic Kinyan Chazaka. According to Tosfos, it's this new idea that, you know, people tend to walk around. The Rashi added there because they make sure that everything that the Mocha said about the land is right, and Tosfos says that Isha Hadas, whatever. But it has to do with just taking a stroll, not, according to Tosfos, not Mamisha Tika and the Kaka, but a stroll around the edges. Nupshat, says the Rif. Yesha Pirshim, Chidaisha Mitzvah Kigon, Shahisa Osa Sada Shekana, Smucha Lesada Shelo. This person, Shimon, who bought the field, has a field adjacent to the field he's buying from Reuven. Vahaya Beinei and Meitzah. So there was a border, there were borders that were around the field that he's buying from Reuven that would obviously be separating between that field and his own field. Now that he's purchasing Reuven's field, which is right next to his, va'achshav kishekana osasadas mucholisadeyu. So what is he doing? He's treading on that border to sort of erase the marker of a boundary. The boundary is only necessary if it's owned by two different people. But basically now he's the owner of both fields, so he wants to erase that meitzah. He's dash. He's stepping on it, treading on it. Right? Daish amitzi means to erase that border. So now, right, he erases it. So he created now one big field. That's the Daish HaMitzvah. That is considered his chazaka, and that from that point he can't be chosen. So he hasn't been Daisha Mitzvah, means that he can still see the field, the fields are separated, he hasn't created that erase, he has not erased that boundary. So what's the pshat in the Rif? So what's the issue, what's the basis for the Chazara? Why is he not allowed to be Choser once he erases the border between the fields? Like, what's the pshat? The Rif doesn't tell us much except this new pshat of Daish HaMitzvi. Well, how does the sugya play out now? So, Kinnira, the Rambam, learns the Derech HaRif, and let's see, the Rambam says a little bit more that maybe we can glean what would be the pshat in the Rif. Do you have the Rambam? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you have it, your own? Perek Yutes Bechira. Says the Rambam Halacha Beis, Hamocher Karka Chaveiro, Ba'achar She Kanya Lokeach De'Echad Min Hadrachim. So right away you notice for the Rambam in this regard, he's like who? So far, like Tosfos. There was a kinyan made. The Daish HaMitzvi is not the kinyan. This erasing the field is not, obviously, it makes perfect sense. It's not like that's the kinyan for the. So there was a kinyan that was made already. Ba'achar She Kanya Lokeach Min Hadrachim She Kona Behem. Kodem sheyishtamesh ba, before you had any kind of usage from the sada, yatsu ma'arin. So the error of these people came out, emerged before you had a chance to be mishtamesh in that which you're purchasing. Harei ze yachal lachzabo. Now, what's the basis of being chozer? She'in lecha mum gadol mizeh. So now, what's the grounds for the chazara? What would you call it? Two words. Mekachtos. And the Ram says, how much of a mekachtos? It's clearly a mum. What makes this, ground for mekachtos? What makes this a rise to the level of mekachtos? In chamum gadol mizeh. Why? Shadayin lo nenebo ubo atovin. In other words, what's mekachtos? The fact that the field has people saying it's theirs. When does that reality rise to a level that can invalidate the sale? When is it such a great moment? When this era emerges before you even had a chance to be nana. That is a mekach tos. Lefikach yivater ha-mekach v'yachzir ha-mocher es ha-domim. Oh, so now we can be medayik further in the Rambam. So what do we want to know? Did you pay yet? From the Rambam, yes. So notice how we're already parting ways from Tosus and Rashi, certainly, but even from Tosus. In other words, Tosus learns that you didn't pay yet, you want extra time till you can, to be chozer, and if it can't be chozer, it means you have to pay. The Rambam's holding out. You bought it, you made a kinyan, and you paid for it. And now you want to be chozer, get your money back, because mekartos. What's the grounds of mekartos? That has a mum. What's the mum? That there's an era on the karka that emerges even before I can be nana. That's a mum gadol. That is cause for getting refunded with your money. So therefore, l'fikach yivatel ha-mekach, v'yachzer ha-mocher es-adamim, v'yaseh din ha-ma'arin, and then let the mocher Reuven fight it out with the ma'arin. I don't know who's right, but as far as Shimon is concerned, this is an akartos. Because what do I have here? A land that's that so soon before I could even have any hana from the land, that's mekachtos, and I couldn't even have the slightest hana from what I'm buying, and right away there's an error on it, then I can get my money back. However, the in the shtamish ba'lokeach koshehu. Now, what's the daisha mitzvi? Misha hechzikba. If the lokeach has used it in some way, what to what extent? What even the slightest thing of hana? Now the shtamish therefore can mean any kind of usage, but ad heichan, even if it's as slight as this, afil dash hametzer shelo, the irvo im haaretz. No, the Ram didn't talk about his field being next to it, but the Ram says he mixed the, you know, by stepping on the meitzer, he can mix it with the land itself, that the meitzer is erased. Ein yochel achzabo. At that point, The Shimon has no cause for Mekachtos anymore. Why? Because he did get some Hana. Ela Osadin and Ma'arin. Then he has to deal with the Ma'arin. He can't come back against Reuven. And if they end up winning the case in Motzia Miyad al Bedin, Yachzal Moche, Kedin Kohen Etrafin, assuming there was Achrayis. So how do we read now the Gemara? Misha Hechzikba. How's the Ram Misha Hechzikba? How does the Rambam understand Misha Hechzikba? For the Rambam, what's the critical factor here that has to be that precludes him getting his money back? Hana. So how does that fit the Lashon like Misha Hechzikba? Says the Magid Mishnah. This goes back to the Rambam Shita in general about what kinds of chazakas can be kona for you. He brings here, the Magid Mishnah brings, the Shita of the Rambam is, it's in the middle of the Magid Mishnah, it says, toward the end of the Magid Mishnah here. Kvayadata dasa machaber. Shita Sarambam is the Shimush Havi Chazaka Liknos. Kedisa Perak Aleph. The Kana Filacha Kniya Yachal Achzabo Kodim Tashmish Rabbi Shanas and Domim. What is he saying? The Rambam holds Shimush Havi Chazaka Liknos. This is the famous Rambam that you should know for Cheska Sabbatim. That the Rambam holds that Achilas Peros can be a chazaka of kinyan as well. In other words, we talk about a person who's squatting on someone else's land, and then he claims that he bought it. He doesn't have a shtar to show that he bought it. So there's a dinner called cheskas gemushanim. If he can show that he's been acting as a bailim, enjoying the fruit and doing what he bailim does on a field in terms of achilas peros for 3 years, that establishes his claim. It corroborates his claim that he bought it, even if he doesn't have a shtar to show for it. That's the thing called cheskes gemushanim. But that's called achilas peros in the form of cheskes gemushanim, which is like a raya. It's a chazaka that allows you to be zoche bedin without a shtar. But that's distinct from Cheskes Kinyan, which is one of the methods to be Konalan, like Kesef, Ashtar, Chalipin, so you can do a Chazaka like Nogad Oparat. So for most Rishonim, Achilas Peros is not the equivalent of Nogad Oparat. It's not a Tikkun in the Guf HaKarka. It's showing bilus. So showing bilus is enough to be able to allow you to keep the land without a star. If you did it for 3 years and you show that you've been doing it for 3 years, no one said anything, no one made a peep, no one was mocha. That's called Cheskes Gemushanim. Shitas of Rambam is, yes, based on Gemara and Bava Basra, the Cheskes Sabbat, and Rambam holds that Achilas Peros can also qualify as a Kinyan. So therefore, the Rambam, the Megillah Mishnah is saying, the Rambam reads Misha Hechzikba, how can the word Misha Hechzikba speak to the issue of Hana, getting Hana from the sale, from the Sada? Because the words are not off, the words fit. Because since the Rambam's Shita is that Achilas Peros, which is what the Gemara is talking about, Cheskes Gemushan, Achilas Peros can constitute also a Chazaka in terms of Kinyan. So therefore, again, we're not using here Mishechzba as Cheskes Kinyan here, but we're using it as a terminology. Once you did the thing which is called Chazaka by Cheskes Kinyan, meaning you are Nene from your sale, then in Yachal Achzba. Why? Because it's not Nekachtos anymore, because the era came after that. So again, we're not talking about Cheskes, it's not Shitas Rashi, we're not talking about a Cheskes Kinyan here. You did a Kinyan, you did whatever Kinyan, you paid also. Do you have grounds to get your money back? Says the Abaye, Misha Hechzikba. When you are Nana from the land, no longer do you have grounds from Mekachtos to get your money back. How do we fit the words Misha Hechzikba to mean you are Nana from your purchase? Because the Rambam happens to hold that if you act in a way that shows that you're enjoying the fruits of the land, that you're enjoying, you know, what it is that you're sitting on in the land, that is also called a chazaka. I don't mean chazaka gimel shanim, chazaka in the form of making a chazaka on the land. So Mishachzor, when you did that thing that we can call chazaka in the realm of Cheskes Kinyan, meaning when you enjoyed, when you mishtamesh, then en yachal achzavo. But the lumdus is basically, is it mekachtos, it's not mekachtos. You're getting your money back after you paid. But why do you get your money back? Only if it's a mekachtos. Why is it a mekachtos? If it's a mum gadol. What's a mum gadol? That you didn't even have a chance to be nene from your purchase and already the era came out. Once you're nene, even the smallest amount, even as slight, ahana as what? Ad heichan, even daisha mitzvi. What is that? You just stepped down along the border and you raised the border. So the Rambam's going al derech the rif, that pshat of the rif. But it doesn't talk about your field being next to it. It just talks about that. That alone is a hana that you raise the border. Mistama could be because you have the field next to it, I guess. Why is that a hana of sorts? It's a shtamshus, I guess. Maybe. Maybe without that. I don't know. I mean, why would you want to raise the board, the boundary, if you don't have the field next to it? Not clear whether Ram doesn't talk about that you own the field next to it. But that's called a slight hana. And once you have the slight hana, it's no longer a mum anymore. It's not a mum gadol. Therefore, you don't get the money back. You have to deal with the guy if you... It gets taken away. You have achrayis. You can go back against the person. That's the so. It's a new mahalach, a new pshat in the sugya. Yeah.
Would the Rambam learn like Tosfos in the sense that the guy Shimon bought it al das that if you learn came?
I don't think it's that at all. You see, Tosfos is learning that it's not that it's a mekach tos. It's that the das of the lokeach is that he, even though he made a kinyan, he reserves the right to still be chozer until the point that he'll do this extra walk around. That should there be an era before that, he still doesn't want to be able to be bound by this. So it's like a new das that he wants an extra buffer of time until the sale is sealed, so to speak. It's not about mekachtos in Tosis. I wouldn't call it mekachtos according to Tosis. The grounds why you want to be chozer in the beginning of the sugya, actually has to be yachal achzer, that's mekachtos. That's according to Rashi, that is. According to Tosfos, I don't think it's that either. According to Tosfos, it's because you reserve the right after the Kinyan to be Chozer. For Tosfos, it's always about just giving an extra buffer of time. So at what point is it time up that you can no longer reserve that anymore? For the Rambam, it's a Mekach Tos, to the extent that even if he paid, if he was not Mishtamish yet, it's a big Mum, it's a Mum Gadol, you could be Chozer and get your money back.
What's the need for the second kingdom of
Because according to Rambam, it's Daisha Mitzri again. Daisha Mitzri is a form of Ishtamshus. Once you got that Hanah from the Karka, it's no longer seen as a Mum Gadol anymore. What's a Mum Gadol? What's a defect? What's a major defect? That you didn't even have a chance. That's called it was the Mekach, it's a Mekach Toh. So you didn't have a chance to even get the smallest benefit from the thing you bought. And already there's people who are saying it's theirs. That's called a Encha Mum Gadol Mizah. Once it's not past that threshold, yes, you're not happy that this happened, but if you really got something out of the sale, it's like they'll say, you know, they'll say money back guarantee only if you haven't, you know, used it yet. Once you used it for 5 minutes, okay, you know, that's it. Now you have to go, you know, where somewhere else. If you haven't used it yet, that's the point. You haven't used it yet. You haven't done it, and already this defect, quote unquote, the fact that there's iwur come out, that makes mekach tos. Once there's some hanah that you got, even daisha mitzvah. Yeah.
Is daisha mitzvah different than regular hanah because you're doing something? Meaning, according to the riff, you're erasing something. You're making some change.
The irvo im haaretz, Rambam says. Irvo im haaretz.
Because Rambam starts. I'm saying the Rambam starts just saying you got any hanah. You were mishtamish with it. It doesn't seem like
right. First the Rambam says. Right. First the Rambam says you mishtamish koshel. Va'afil. It sounds like this is even slighter type of hanah than classic hanah.
But in reality, it's really. I would say it's even greater because you're changing something. Meaning,
I don't know. Sounds like the Rambam is saying that Daisha Mitzvah Shal Bimaretz is a very, very minimal degree of Mishtamshis in the land.
Is it because it's not actually meaning it's the Meitzar, it's not the
Could be. Yeah.
But if you were to be...
Yeah, that's what I think that the Nachas David says, B'das Rashi, that the Chidah, I think Nachas David says in Bamitziah, maybe I have it here, that why is Gemara tell me the Chazakah here more than any other place? Because you might think that since it was on the border, it's not the same as Nagadol Paratz. It's like a Chiddush here. It's only on the edge. So, you know, something like that. So there's something very slight about it. It's not as Shtamshus as much in the Guf HaSadeh. It's on along the edges. Right, something like that.
How do we work this Rambam with the first question now? How
do I have to go back to the sugya? Bachrayis lo, and then the Gemara says even bachrayis.
So if it's mekach,
why would you think that the achrayis, you would even be able to be chozer afterwards? So what do you think? Let's figure it out. According to the Rambam, why would it be the first lashon? The Rambam is passing apparently the second lashon because he says then he'll get back the money from the mochet. But why did the first lashon hold that the achrayis you can be chozer even after the shtamshus daisha mitzvi? What do you think?
Tosus and ksubus is a higher standard.
A higher standard. It's a mum, so it's a quarter. Depending on the terms of the contract, it could be seen as a mum even after shtamshus. So the definition of a mum gadol would vary on whether you. It's interesting whether you bought a beachrayis or not. It's hard to know why that should be so. Manish, is it a mum or is it not a mum? Why should achrayis define the level whether it's a mum or not? Is it a mum gadol enough or not? Because it was achrayis, therefore it's seen as a...
I mean, something as simple as daish a mitzri, as in, expect to be able to use it to some degree, that's when you get achrayis.
Yeah. And we, at what point would you, ask Tosis Kashan, if you paid already, because Tosis, if you didn't pay it, at Heichan, to what point? That's also not clear. The Rambam doesn't, it gives you the halach, it doesn't tell you how he read the Gemara. Right?
It's
right.
Possible, though. Does it make sense that the Rambam in the first Lashon HaKodesh, everyone like Rashi, in the second Lashon HaKodesh, say that he's going to smile?
You mean to say we can give the money? You mean maybe you're going to take the like Rashi? You could also.
In the first one, yeah.
You know, you could say that too. And then maybe the reason Achray is different because he'll hold. No, but he paid already. What do you mean? If he paid already.
Yeah.
Okay. The Nemuki Yosef, just to end with this. The Nemuki Yosef, the Meiri actually is also Meirach here, but these are all, all different drachim in the sugya. You got to nitty gritty here. I don't do everything, but I mean, the Magen Mishnah already said, Geish Kama Drachim. The Rashba here has something to say. A lot of different drachim. Basically, we did so for three, right? The Rashi, Tosis, and the Rambam, the Rif. So the Muki Yosef says also, Al-Karchach, he says, you did a Kenyan. Again, this is, except for Rashi, everyone else is learning that there was a Kenyan made already. The question, though, is when the money was paid. So Tosus, whereas Tosus says you didn't pay the money, so any Yachalach, that means you must pay. And that's how the Rush also assumed, that's what the Rush had to tell us, but not every case. If the claim seems more credible, then we can let him hold on to the money meanwhile. But the other is shown in the Rif and the Rambam, and now we'll see Muki Yosef are assuming that the money was paid. So when we say Yachol Achzer Ad Shelo Hechzik, again, means he didn't do the Aisha Mitzvah, you can get your money back. So then the issue seems to be Mekachtos. What else would be the basis to get your money back? Mekachtos. There's no other svara. If you didn't do that, then you should be able to kone it because you weren't kone yet. So now let's combine the Muki Yosef with some of what we've seen already. You paid, presumably you paid. You made a kinyan. What's the grounds for chazara? One thing. What's the grounds for chazara? Mekachtos. So what does Daisha Mitzvah change? Gila Daito, that you're okay with it. So that's why it's no grounds for Mekachtos. But once you reveal that you're okay, you're comfortable with whatever is, so there's no Mekachtos claim anymore. It's not like the Rambam. The Rambam's Daisha Mitzvah changes the equation because now it's not seen as a Mum Gadol anymore. Because a Mum Gadol for Mekachtos is that the Orin came out before you could even enjoy any benefit from the sale. That's called a Mum Gadol. Once you have some Hanad, it's not called a Mum Gadol anymore. That's the Rambam. Muki Yosef is not saying based on defining when it's a Mum Gadol. The Mum is what it is. But you're sober, you're accepting it, because you Daisha Mitzvah, so you understand. So in your mind, you're saying it's not something that I would make a fuss about, or demand reimbursement. Therefore, you Gila Daita, that Filachi who wrote Sabo, I want it anyway, so that means it's no longer a Mum for you. It's not an objective, I would put it this way, the Rambam would see it's an objective issue. Knows if there was a Shtamshus, it's not objectively a Mum Gadol to create a grant for Mekachtos. Objective. For the Muki Yosef, it's more that you're showing that for you, it's not something that bothers you. You're mevater, you know. You're not seeing it. I want it. I know what the terms are. I want it anyway. Tikach yachol achzibo mishem mekach tos the kaimelon the kemish yesh bo mum b'mekach batal mekach meikaro b'achayim achzibo adam. Clear, he paid already. B'ahin mekach tos so kemish tzarach l'troch l'achas l'beizim batal mimelachto takes time out. It means even if I'll get the money regardless of the achrayis, but it's still a big headache. Misha hechzikba, next part. Achash yotzele asikin. It's interesting. So something else to notice. When was the chazaka a mitzvah? Before or after the orin? See, another point, nekuda here. The orin, after. For the Rambam, once you got your hanah, the Orin screamed afterwards, you're out of luck, you can't claim Mekachtos because you got some Hanah from the land and therefore it's not called a Mum Gadol anymore. For the Muki Yosef, you have to show that it doesn't bother you. So then it comes out when you met Mishach Zikba after the Eir, obviously you're showing that it doesn't bother me. If you went ahead and did your walk around after the Orin came out, then obviously you're showing it's not for me. It's not a problem. I'm a galadas. I want it anyway. You recognize it. That's a simple pshat. Mishael says, "But after the Orin, hechzik ba biderech shemegaladaito biderech hechzik ba biderech shemegaladaito." I don't know what that means. How can you? How do you see it in the way he's mechzik? But what do you think, Evan? Yeah. Okay, we'll just fit another line or two, then I'll take it. Hechzik ba biderech shemegaladaito shirotzeh kidefarish v'azo daish ha-mitzvi. Take a look at how he learns the nuances. He should tikein saviv hasadeh. See, take a look. Interesting. A new taich in daish ha-mitzvi here. He tells you, derech shemegaladaito. There has to be something in the walk around that shows that you like this field. And you recognize there might be a headache here with these orin, but you want it anyway. He tells you. What does that mean? Should tikein saviv hasadeh. Sheikifa mechitza, oshish pila. Meitzah was elevated, you pushed it down. Imhayla mechitza, lashvosu sada achesh shalom. Again, he's girding it within the rift, but a new pshat in the rift. This is not the Rambam's pshat in the rift. Oz, im yachal achzbo, mishim da omar, yadata bimumo, vikib kabris also, kimisho kea chaisa de kitri. Goes back to the chaisa de kitri point. So Muki Yosef is the point is that you went around and you did something in your Chedayish HaMitzvi that shows that you are very happy with this field, and that's why it's not Mekachtos. Then he goes with the Achrayis issue. What does he say for that? Afil be'achrayis, d'lomad z'lumeim ha'tzavis v'kabris, t'arichayiv l'har z'lul damav, mikomagim sh'erzik bo'lach ha'sher t'lul ha'sikin, d'lekem t'aynas mekachtos, s'lomad z'yasim sh'mchiyev achrayis. There's no mekachtos, you have no, what would have been the reason he could have gotten the money back be'achrayis? Sounds like which pshat?
Mekachtos.
Also mekachtos. Ach v'tirfach? Fine. Yes, Evan. So this is the Muki Yosef, yeah.
According to the Muki Yosef, can you, like, 3 years down the line, if these over in common, can this still apply? You've been using the field.
You've been using the field a certain amount of time. I mean, so there has to be some point where, right, you're right, yeah, Chorosh, shouldn't, it doesn't sound logical that you could always come afterwards and say, Mekachtos indefinitely. It's a good point. So what would be the cutoff for that? It's a good shayla. Now you have more here in the Meiri. You can see there are all kinds of studim. He brings also different drachim here in the sugya. Did you pay? Did you not pay? All different nyanim here. Okay, but you get the main mahalchim we had. So we had the Rashi. Again, Rashi sort of stands apart from everybody else in this regard. There was no the kinyan that's kone the field for you is the nogad ol paratz, which is expressed here in the example of darish mitzvi. You have the Tosis approach, which is that it's you didn't pay, but the cause here is that you reserve right to be able to be chozer even after you kone. Then we have the Rambam within the Rif, that the issue is mekachtos, and when is it considered a mum gadol if you didn't have a hana yet and the oren came out at that point. And we have the Muki Yosef, that's also within the Rif, but it's not about when it's called a mum gadol objectively, but more in terms of whether you knew about it and you still went ahead and you did something that shows that you enjoy the field, you want the field. Yeah, and then you have other drachim as well. Good, this is the sugya. Good.